Well, what we're doing is pouring money into the businesses and the households through our flood schemes, and that's working well. Actually, the money's getting out to households and businesses faster. We're also setting up Flood Re, which will make sure that houses that have been flooded in the past can get insurance. I think that's important. But most important of all is to spend more money stopping these floods happening in the future. We spent £19 million here in Lancashire in the last 5 years, and we're going to be spending £114 million on new flood defences and flood schemes, including, you know, the money being spent right here. All those things need to happen to give people the reassurance that, yes, there are sometimes intense levels of rainfall, but we'll do everything we can to help.
There are businesses here and people here who haven't got insurance because the premiums are so high from previous floods. Giovanni's restaurant in Croston, John Lilly's pub, they've got huge bills to repair, and they don't have insurance. What can the government do to make sure they can get insurance in the future?
Well, there are several things we can do. First of all, for households, we've introduced Flood Re. So houses that have been flooded, that are struggling to get insurance, we will get them that insurance. For businesses, we're going to take up every single case with the insurance companies who say to us they will insure these businesses, and we'll make sure that it happens. Those things are vital. We also have got the hardship schemes, which the communities have set up and that the government has match funded, to make sure that those people who don't have insurance, who've got costs of getting back into their house, they can be helped.
You've mentioned money for tourism today to get people to come up here to the north for the Easter holidays, but many businesses we spoke to say it will take months for them to get back on their feet, certainly not in time for the Easter holidays.
Well, of course, some will take longer to get back on their feet, but all the messages I get from tourism businesses in Lancashire and Cumbria and across the Pennines in Yorkshire is, you know, make clear to people that these counties are open for business, that people who want to come and spend the February half term or the Easter holidays in the Lake District or in parts of Lancashire and Yorkshire, you know, these are open for business, and this advertising campaign will help to make sure we tell everyone there's a great countryside, great culture, great heritage to come and see here. We've now got a 6-year funding deal to spend over £2 billion on flood defences. Here in Lancashire, the figures are pretty stark. £19 million spent in the last Parliament, £114 million going to be spent between now and 2021. That is big investment in flood defences.
And finally from me, how can you ensure the money that you're spending on this tourism drive doesn't just go to the Lake District? Because Croston, people here work very hard, but it's small businesses, it's people trying to get back on their feet. That money for them, people don't come here on holiday. People here live and they need that money right now.
Well, I think there's two things. First of all, there's the tourism money, which is important. Obviously, the Lake District is a sort of jewel in the crown of British countryside, but also there are many places to come and stay and come and visit in Lancashire. And dare I say it, when I'm in Lancashire, across the Pennines in Yorkshire too. And we need to get that across.